There's something new rising out of the red rock mesas and canyons of the Hopi and Navajo reservations in northern Arizona. Music, classical music, written by Hopi and Navajo teenagers. Their high schools have virtually no music programs, but this year, 14 Native American students had a crash course in music composition, taught by composer Brent Michael Davids. A month later, their music was performed by a classical quartet at the Grand Canyon. Daniel Crocker of Arizona Public Radio has more on the students, their teacher, and their music.
In many ways, Michael Begay is a typical high schooler. The senior at Gray Hills Academy in Tuba City, on the western side of the sprawling Navajo Reservation, loves all kinds of music, especially rock and roll. But Gray Hills Academy doesn't have a music program, so when the opportunity to learn composition presented itself, Begay didn't hesitate.
I was like, yeah, I want to do this. I didn't have any formal music training. I just play guitar and I just taught myself how to play. And this is like the most formal music teaching like that I've been learning, you know. It's all in one little package in like a week and it's like just crammed into your head.
It was an intense schedule. Begay and 19 other Navajo and Hopi students took 4 weekly composition classes with Brent Michael Davids. When they started, only a couple could read music, and very few had ever heard a string quartet. So Davids had to start with the basics, albeit tinged with a bit of Native American humor.
Anybody who's taken music courses in the beginning knows that, you know, you just learn the phrases. Like, the phrase I learned when I started piano was, every good boy does fine, which is E, G, B, D, F, for all the lines in treble clef. And a student out at Monument Valley High School last year changed it, so now we do it, every good boy deserves fry bread.
Some of the students dropped out along the way, but 3 weeks later, 14 students had a 2 to 3 minute composition written out for a string quartet. David says his students have an incredible ear and mind for creating music, and he says their compositions debunk what he calls the Big Western myth, that writing classical music is extremely difficult.
People like that myth. They want it to seem like it's really hard because then it seems bigger what it is that they're doing. But it isn't all that hard. I mean, you just learn a few techniques and some tools and little harmonic principles, and anybody can write music that way.
The students' compositions were showcased on the final day of the Grand Canyon Music Festival by the award-winning Carigliano Quartet. Most of the pieces were reflections of a teenager's life. Jolene Key is a senior at Hopi High School. Her composition is called Thoughts.
At the moment, I was like in a really bad mood. I just had all these problems coming to me, and I just sat in my room, started playing around with chords, and that's mostly how it came.
But other students had larger themes in mind. Greg Cortez is a 14-year-old classmate of Michael Begay at Gray Hills Academy. His composition is called Prophecies of a Black Moon.
My piece is supposed to put you in the mood of, like, the world without a moon. Like, it's basically about how we are today, how Earth is, and how we mistreat things, and now we have a cursed moon upon us.
After each piece, the student composer stood to acknowledge the applause. Some grandly bowed, others shyly waved and quickly sat down. This is all part of the experience Davids tries to create for his students.
If students can learn at least the basics enough to get a 2-minute long string quartet written, get it performed at the festival, get the applause, get the feedback, talk to the quartet about their pieces and get the experience of it, they'll get excited enough that they will keep at it on their own.
At least one of the 14 students is intent on keeping at it. Michael Begay plans to include this piece, As Darkness Falls, when he applies to the Berklee College of Music. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker at the South Rim of the Grand Canyon.